Good evening and welcome to Get Started, Go Deeper, Ask a Healing Coach or Whole Life Healing Coach. My name is Kay Spooner and I welcome you to the call. Today, in where I am in the central U.S., it is March 19th, 2020. And again, I welcome you to the call. This call is being recorded and will be available in the resources section at dralexanderlloyd.com. So if you want to refer to it again or ask somebody else to listen to it or make sure you really heard what you thought you heard, you can find it there. Today we want to answer questions that might be in the way of your using healing codes, memory engineering, others of Dr. Alex's products in the best way for you. So we'd like for you to share your questions. Your questions are questions that other people have, and you will be serving them by asking so that we can get it on the recording and others can listen when they have an opportunity. So again, welcome to the call. My name, again, is Kay Spooner. Let me do the disclaimer, and then we'll proceed. Tonight's session of Whole Life Healing Q&A is for informational and educational purposes only. What you hear from me are my opinions. The healing codes and trilogy and memory codes and love code, etc., are not intended to diagnose or treat in a physical or mental condition or their symptoms. If you have a condition that needs medical attention, please seek out a trusted medical professional. The healing codes deals with issues of the heart, and it's on these spiritual issues that will focus our attention. So, again, welcome to the call. Your questions will be very important, and in a little bit we'll get to them. My usual procedure in this call is to first do a trilogy altogether, a standard trilogy process. So if you will join me, I'd appreciate that, and I hope you will benefit from it. If you're not familiar with trilogy, you can find it at dralexanderlloyd.com, and you can search for trilogy training and come right to it. The training is free. The trilogy process, the basic trilogy process is free, and that's what we'll be doing this evening. I would like to focus on what's bothering us the most, and I don't know you individually. As a nation or as a people group in the world, we are concerned about the virus that's spreading and causing all kinds of difficulties, from job loss to child care issues to financial distress to actual physical illness and distrust of one person or another, and whole lots of emotions about whether or not we choose to follow guidelines that are given us about how we're to live our lives and all that stuff. So I'd like for us to see what we need. If that's where we need to focus, I'd like for us to focus there with our first code. If there are questions and things that lead us away from that area this evening, then that's fine. And if we have opportunity to do another code at the end, we will refocus on something different. But I'd like to start with whatever it is about this whole situation in our world that is causing you distress. So first, get yourself very comfortable in your space. Make sure you're supported and that you can not be thinking about needing to adjust your posture or keep yourself from falling off the chair or catching something else that's in and is not properly balanced or whatever. It will take us a few minutes to do this process. Dr. Alex says it takes 3 minutes, but it takes me a lot longer than that, especially when I'm trying to make sure that people can do it with us who may not be as familiar with it as some of the others. So just get yourself here. Feel yourself in your chair or on your couch or bed or your recliner or wherever you are. Get yourself geographically located. And then try to let go of whatever was going on right before you got on this call. And focus here that you are with this group of people who is interested in using these processes for our best and highest good. I'd like to ask you to take a deep breath in and out. And I encourage you to use your diaphragm as you do your breathing during this process. Okay, now scan from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet and just check and see if there are places in your body that as you think of the issues that might be bothering you most right now, places that those issues might be causing tension or pressure or pain or, a heaviness or a fidgetiness, a nervousness. Whatever it is that's going on in your body, just scan that and notice it. Okay. So we want to, right now, do a trilogy process that is focused on those emotions and circumstances that are distressing us most about this pandemic, this health situation, and all the tangential things that go with it that are affecting our lives. So let's begin with the tapping. That's part one of trilogy. We're going to tap. I use my middle finger and my ring finger, and I use my right hand, but you can do whatever you want. We're going to start with the inner eyebrow. And we're going to tap until I tell you where to go next. And next, go to the outer eyebrow right near the temple. And then under your eye, right on the orbital bone. Be very gentle there. You can bruise that skin easily. And your upper lip, between your nose and your lip. And then your lower lip, between your lip and chin. Now, your collarbone, right by the midline of the body. And then your sore spot. And if you don't know where that is, go down about 3 inches and out towards your armpit about 4 inches from your that collarbone spot. If that's not it, you can search for it later. Center of the chest, right over the sternum. Under the arm. Below the nipple. Now on the hand with the palm facing down, I'm tapping on the thumb near the nail on the side closest to my body. And then the index finger, same general location. And the middle finger, same general location. Now go around to the outside, the side away from your body on your pinky, and tap there by the nail. And then in the muscle part of your hand, up from your pinky, we call that the karate spot. If you were going to do a karate chop, that's where you'd hit with. Okay, now start tapping on the back of your hand between your ring finger and your pinky, about an inch and a half, inch or so up from the web of your fingers. And just continue to tap there while we do these eye exercises called 9G. So we're going to open eyes, close eyes, open eyes, Now, without moving your head, look down left and down right. Move your eyes up and over to the down left position. Back up and over to down right. Hum. And count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And hum. Okay. Now we're going to do the healing codes portion. So at this portion, I usually do the prayer, but I start with a position. So let's start with both hands, bridge position. And we ask and pray that images and beliefs and cellular memories that are related to these issues that we're experiencing right now in our world would be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth, love, light, and life of God into our hearts and souls and cells. Both hands, Adam's apple. We're pointing all 10 fingers at whatever position I'm talking about. Pointing, not touching on these positions. Remember to breathe. Both hands, jaws. We're pointing right below the ear at the back corner of the jaw. And both hands, temples. Now, to skin touching skin, place your palm of your left hand at the base of your skull on the back and the palm of your right hand on your forehead. Switch those positions, palm of the left hand on the forehead, palm of the right hand at the base of the skull. Now both hands, low belly. Put your left hand on your low belly and let your thumb be right at your navel, and put your right hand on top of the left with your right thumb print on your left thumbnail. So your thumbs are stacked and your hands are stacked on your low belly. Okay, now we're going to do the governing and conception meridian part of this trilogy. We're going to move both hands as low as you can get them on your torso, on your front midline. And we're going to move up that midline, and we ask that this river of energy be filled with the love and light and life of God, and that it would flow. Just keep moving up. We're touching, but we're not pushing hard. Keep moving up. It would be filled with the light and love and life of God, and that it would flow through balanced and open energy centers. Now, I've moved up very slowly, and I'm now at throat. I'm going to go right up the center line over the top of my head to the base of my skull and the back, because that's as far down the governing meridian as I can reach. Okay, if you have difficulty doing that with both hands at the same time, do it with one hand and just picture in your mind both hands. Now go back to the base of your torso. We're going to go through that three times. So we're going to start up this time and notice if there's any spot that feels like it needs a little extra attention. There's some pressure there or some hesitancy to move forward. Sometimes it feels to me like I'm pushing a bubble. And I need to wait, stop, and let that dissipate. I know that that's not physically true, but that's the sensation I get when I need to stop. So now I'm moving on up to the heart position, and then throat. And I often need extra attention on throat when I'm doing these calls. And then I'm going on over to forehead and crown and base of the skull. Okay, release and come back to the base of the torso again. And this time we're going to just move quickly right up the center line without stopping anywhere. And just go right on up and over the top and to the base of the skull. Then relax. Please take another deep breath in and out. And do another scan. And just make note in your own mind if anything's changed, if there's been any change in the tension of your body, any change in any pain that you might be feeling, or any pressure or jitters or anything going on that might have modified. Okay, thank you very much for joining me there. Now, in order to ask your questions, just a moment, I'm checking the web here to make sure where we are. Okay. All right. In order to ask your questions, you've come in with a keyboard, so press star 2 on your keypad. Excuse me, keypad, not keyboard. Press star 2 on your keypad, and that will show me a hand on my screen, and it will have a number in it so I can pay attention to who was the first to put their hand up. And then I will call on you and open your line, and you will be free to share with us. So we really do need you to share. We need you to ask questions. We need to suggest what might be bothering you so that we could more target our next trilogy at the end of the session to deal with that issue in particular, maybe. So please remember why you called us and share with us so that we can guide this call in a way that's helpful to you and helpful to others. So please raise a hand, star 2, to share with why you're here and what you need from us, how we can help. We are hesitant, huh? Okay. Well, I can talk, but you will get tired of it, so I would appreciate it if you would talk some. Give us a different voice and a different perspective. So, I have been feeling some of the same emotions you have, I'm sure, and some different. My station in life is such that it makes it not very difficult for me to stay in and let others do the things that need to be done out in the world. So that's not too difficult for me. And my temperament is such that it's okay with me to not be around people all the time. Some of us will have real difficulty with that. Some really need physical and emotional, personal interaction in order to feel okay. So that may be an issue for you. Some of us, and we'll maybe ask Candy to comment on this later, our care homes have been closed to outside people. And I know that Candy does a lot of work in the care homes. And that could be something that's affecting the way she lives her life but also affects those that she usually visits. So that might be something we'll get a comment on in a little bit. Others of us have businesses that are affected. Some of us have families with both children and elders in the family or in the home, and have concerns about how to take care of everybody the best we can. Even here, and I'm sure a lot of other places, the schools are closed now, and so children are having to be cared for at home instead of at school all day. So that's another stressor and issue. Some of us have been watching the stock market, and it's been a difficult watch. And so those things are in my mind about issues that we might have. Do you have other things, or would you like to comment on any of those things that might be issues for you now? Or would, for the purpose of this call, is to answer questions that you might have about how to use our tools in dealing with these issues. So would you like to comment about that or ask a question? Candy, we will let you tell us how things are going with you.
Well, things are going great for me. I spend my time, even though I'm at home a lot more, I spend more of my time, sometimes things will come up for me when I'm doing different things during the day here at home. I think of some of them, and I'll be praying for them, because it has been really different, but I kind of do understand, because most of these facilities, there are so many entrances that, you can come in and come out of, and I can understand that, because they want to keep, as much as they can, if possibly keep this virus out of, any of our care facilities and try to keep it from coming in. But I think it also stresses, I have several, friends who have relatives that are in a care facility, and I think in some ways it's probably stress, more stress for them than it is for me. Although I do miss seeing the residents, and I miss being over there, and even with the medical team. So it is really different, but it's reminded me to stop and pray for these people and everything, and kind of changing the subject a little bit. Yesterday I was over at the because of my income bracket, I'm able to get commodities. And different people coming at different times to get commodities. Well, anyway, I was in charge to get some cheese. Well, the person in charge of head of the community center, I guess she realized that there was only, I guess she thought there were small packages of cheese left. I don't know how things happen anyway. And so the streamer was in front of me, and because it's a pretty good size, sack of cheese, and the lady in charge, the head of the community center, says, "Oh, we can split this up." And I kind of thought, quickly, I thought, well, this is the community center, and this package is completely sealed. And even though all of us here are probably healthy in this room, I thought, no, I'm not that desperate for cheese. I want this, gentleman to have it. So I says, no, you can, I said, no, you can have the cheese. I'll have, there'll be more to come in the future. And so I bid them all goodbye, and then I came home. And this didn't upset me, I just didn't want to open. I figured, opening a bag of cheese and splitting it by the people, that was probably, I was hoping that was a good thing. And because then it'd be open air and everything. And I thought, no, and so I was, I just told him, he could have it. It was fine with me. I don't know if she worked those. I think there was another gentleman that was behind me, so I'm not too sure what he's, how that came out, because I had what I needed, and it was time for me to leave, so I bid him all goodbye. Well, today in the store, I went to get a couple of things, and this thing that was in the grocery store that we have here in Clearwater, and before I could turn around, my cart was gone, and I told one of the gentlemen that was stocking things on the cart because he knows who I am. I said, my cart is gone. He goes, oh, Kimmy, it can't be. I bet it's somewhere in the aisles. So sure enough, this lady had grabbed my cart from, I guess she was thinking about what she was, you know, grabbing, and grabbed my cart. And she says, oh, I said, I feel so embarrassed. I said, it's okay. I said, I've done the same thing. It's okay. We are, you know, we are here to get what we need to get. And I said, it's okay. I said, you're forgiven. And, you know, and I said, those things happen. I think she's, you know, and then for some, you know, that's kind of interesting because she had, I at least counted, because she had bought 10 jars of great big jars of this Wagyu spaghetti sauce, and I didn't want, you know, and she started picking them up. I said, Mom, I said, I'll move my cart over to where you are. I said, those things are heavy, and I didn't want to drop, you know, to drop one and everything. But, you know, this, I mean, you know, it's kind of like, I mean, why she needed so much of spaghetti sauce later on. I thought, man, it's kind of what they'd be buying at one time, but I thought, you know, that's her thing, not for me and everything, but I wanted her to know, you know, she was forgiven. You all make mistakes. I said, I told her, I've taken somebody else's cart, not meaning to you before. And I said, you're forgiven. I said, don't think anything about it, you know, and went on and everything. So I think, you know, on both things, I think with you know, with the pandemonium that people are in for some reason, which I can't figure out, you know, certain things people are buying and everything. And I'm thinking, you know, other people can be in pandemonium. I don't have to be. I can be spending my time praying for our doctors, our nurses, our, you know, servicemen that are serving our country to protect it safe and, you know, worried about them too, you know, not getting this virus. And, you know, there's so many things in this country that I think we all need to pray for. Like I said, for us that are believers, we know that we have heaven to look forward to, but I'm telling you, people, there are people who don't need the Lord, and I'm out there that we need to be, as a believer, sharing the Lord and being calm about this pandemic, and be kind, be courteous to other people. If, you know, like I said, I don't know how long this pandemic will go on, whatever. I pray not very long, but I remind myself God's in control, not me. And God knows what he's doing in all this, and maybe it's through this, it'll be people that we will see come to know the Lord, and maybe be people as believers we will realize. I think, you know, one thing I remind myself at times, you know, okay, Candy, you know, like yesterday, I was able to walk to the community center. I had a cart, I could go get my groceries in. You know, thanking God for the groceries, I mean, thanking God for the commodities that I'm entitled to because of my income level. You know, thank you that I'm able to do so much because there are people that are not even able to do what I'm able to do. So it's kind of like being thankful, being in an attitude of gratitude, counting our blessings, reaching out to those around us and, you know, encouraging them, you know, listening to others, even if it's whether, if it's by phone, computer, whatever it is, just, you know, being in tune to spending this time praying to God, getting into his word and knowing his word. That's, to me, what it's all about is the more we are in fellowship with the Lord, the more he's going to help us and guide us through this pandemic.
Wow. Thank you, everyone, for coming. I'm glad you heard everything Candy had to say, and that just kind of wraps it up right there. Oh, thank you, Candy.
You're welcome.
How precious your message. Thank you. And your heart. I know that's not just your words. I know that's your heart. So thank you for that. I'm glad you're doing well. And it is interesting. I'm going to mute you now, Candy. It is interesting what stress will cause us to do, like the lady who was stressed and took the wrong basket, or you know, her focus was somewhere else, and she made that error. We make errors all the time because we're under stress, and so that's one of the things we need to kind of pay attention to. If we're feeling particularly stressed at a certain time, we need to be careful of what decisions we're making right then, and kind of bring ourselves back to balance before we make a big decision. I'm thinking of the financial decisions. I know that in 2008, when we had a major downturn in the market, I made a decision that I later wish, I'm glad I made the decision, but it would have been better timed differently. I would like to, I wanted to get into a different place for some of my money, and I did it when the market was at its lowest instead of letting it come back some and then making a rational decision later on. I'm sorry that I didn't do that because it caused me to lock in that loss, and that was not a good idea. So anyway, for whatever that's worth. But that was a stress decision, a panic kind of decision, and those are usually not best for us. So I would suggest as you're facing decisions, as you're facing things that stress you, use Trilogy to just generally de-stress yourself. Use the Love Code and that process to find the pictures that are more loving and more truthful and that cause you to feel better instead of those scary pictures that were being given on the news or on the television or in our own imaginations about what may or may not come. So these are useful, helpful tools when we're in a situation like we're all in now, with these external pressures. So would someone else like to comment about what you're experiencing or how you would suggest we might use the codes effectively for those kind of issues or others, whatever other question or comment you might have? We're open to that. I am noticing that I don't have a level of fear that a lot of people have. And I am positive, well, I know a lot of it comes from being a believer, but a lot of it also comes from using these processes to lower physiological stress. Because there are believers who are very concerned, you know, and it feels to me like overly concerned about what's going to happen and what we need to do and who's not doing it and, you know, all that stuff. And I'm just kind of sailing through and trying my best to do what I think is most helpful to those around me and being in line with the guidelines as much as possible and doing what needs to be done and letting go what doesn't and canceling a couple of projects that I had for this spring and just letting that be okay. I tell you what has bothered me most, and that's not having the March Madness ball games. I really love college basketball, and it's bothered me not to have the ball games on. So that's been one of my bigger stressors, but I've let that go too. And I'm reading and working on a quilt and et cetera. So, anybody else want to make a comment? You think I'm full of it, or have you noticed that it helps you in your approach to the day, or do you need some help with talking out something that's bothering you that we can maybe find a key to help you? Press star 2, please, to let us know how we can help. Okay, we've got something submitted online. I've been using the Goodness Trilogy because it's for the respiratory system as well as my regular healing. How wonderful. What a good idea. Goodness is the category that is connected in our processes with the respiratory system. So that and patience, which is for the immune system, those would be both very good focuses or very good codes if you have the whole coding system that has different codes for each of the 12 categories. Or if you don't, if you have the basic universal healing code and you, or the healing code that's, as it's referred to in Alex's book, you can use that and just insert in the prayer any goodness or patience issues related to this experience, and focus your healing there, focus your coding there. As you insert that universal code into the trilogy like we did this evening. Excellent. Thank you very much for sharing that. Anybody else have any ideas or anything you've been doing or that you think you'd like to share with someone else about how it's helped you? These calls are for encouraging each other if there aren't questions being proffered. I saw that Alex had sent out a notice that he had a YouTube video regarding this set of issues, but I could not access it. So I don't know if you were able to or not. If you were and you would like to share something you got there from him, I would be glad to hear that. Alex is changing some of the ways he shares with us, so we're all kind of learning how to access what he has. Yes, Candy.
Regarding what you were saying, is Alex going to have the Whole Life Healing calls on Wednesday? I couldn't find anything on the website except for the past calls, and I couldn't find out, you know, any additional information, so I just kind of wondered if you knew what his further plans were or what he planned in the Whole Life Healing.
I don't know, but let me look and see if there what's scheduled on this. On this medium. Hold on. Nope, just Thursday night calls and our coaches call, which is...
That's all I saw on my website, but I wasn't for sure if I was supposed to be in another area, but I couldn't find anything.
Mm. Yeah. Alex is redoing his approach, so I'm not sure exactly how it's going to come out. But we'll just be patient and pay attention to his emails and try to see. He did send out a pretty neat newsletter with a code. It had a specific code in it for this time. So it's a trilogy code, but that it's customized. So you might look for that email. Let me see if I can see when that came out.
Yeah, I sent my email address to him and everything, but I've never heard back on anything. I did send it in to the you know, and it said to subscribe to the letter. I sent my email in and everything, but I never heard anything.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how that's supposed to go. But I got something that was a newsletter. Where, maybe that's in my other inbox. Hold on, I'm looking. Uh, Oh, that's an all access newsletter, so that would be just for the people that are signed up for all access, I guess. So, okay. Anyway, that's not as general as I thought it was. Okay. I don't know for sure what Alex is doing. I think maybe I'll learn more on Tuesday when we have our coaches call. And other than that, I can't really keep up with his thinking, which has been true this whole almost 17 years. Okay. Thank you for asking, Candy. I don't have any information. Just hang in. Maybe we'll know something next time we have a Thursday night call. Those are on schedule, so.
All right, and you've got my number, too, if you need anything. You have my number.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I had your number, but I can't get on to the Scandi Gallery and look up your number to see if I was going to call you, but it wouldn't let me into that area anymore. It wouldn't let me into that area about the couches or anything. It wouldn't let me into that at all, so.
Oh, really?
No, I couldn't
well,
get in.
That's interesting to know.
Because I can find your number, and if I'll call it, but now it's not letting me. You can't get in. You can't to the. You know, it wouldn't let me into that practitioners at all. Uh-uh.
Candy, do you have a smartphone? Can I message you or not?
You can message me on my computer through. And I'll give it to you. It's Candy, and it's B. And then the little and sign, SKTC.net.
Okay. I'll send you my phone number.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thanks. All right. Bye. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody else have any comment or question? Okay, then, if that's where we are, then let's do a code. Whoops, here we go. Alex has videos on YouTube. I got the link through email, but they can be found under Dr. Alexander Lloyd, which are on Living in Love. These are worth the time to listen to. So far, I have to listen to 16 of them, and they have been very helpful. Oh, okay. So if you look under Dr. Alexander Lloyd on YouTube, he has a set of presentations there. I'm not sure if this one on coronavirus is there or not, but that's the general ones. Probably to go along with the Love Code process. Excellent. Thank you very much, Marilyn. I appreciate your sending me that message. Okay, so let's do another trilogy together then. And how about, well, I'm going to focus on allowing experiencing peace in this time of uncertainty. That might apply in lots of different areas of your life or my life. It does. So I think maybe you can join with me on that. So let's just focus then as we do another trilogy, and I'll try not to give quite as much description to the process as we go through this time. We want to ask that we'll be focused on changing from uncertainty, or at least the emotions around uncertainty, to a feeling and a place of balance and peace. Let's begin by tapping inner eyebrow, outer eyebrow, under the eye, upper lip, lower lip, collarbone, sore spot? Center of the chest? Under the arm? Below the nipple? By the thumbnail? The pointer finger? Middle finger? The pinky? The karate spot? Now we'll do 9G, tapping on the back of the hand, eyes open and closed. Open, look down left, down right, up and over to down left, back up and over to down right. Hum, and count, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and hum. All right. And now we're going to do the basic healing code, and we ask and pray. We're going to start with bridge, both hands bridge. And we ask and pray that images and beliefs and cellular memories attached to this unsettledness, things in the way of our peace and balance, be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth and love and light and life of God into our hearts and souls and cells. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Now the palm of your left hand at the base of your skull, and the palm of your right hand on your forehead. Switch, left hand on the forehead and right hand at the base of the skull. Both hands, low belly with your thumbs at your belly button. Now start, move your hands down to the base of your torso, and we're going to move up slowly and ask that this river of energy be filled with the love and light and life of God, and a sense of balance and peace, and that it would flow through open and balanced energy centers. And we're going right up the midline, up through the throat and forehead and crown, and over the top to the base of the skull. And they'll go back to the base of the torso again, and we're going to move right up. And now, as you notice any places that might need some extra attention, mine right at my navel, I need some extra attention. Moving up to the heart area, need a little extra attention there. You decide for yourself. I just want to tell you that I'm experiencing a lot of belching right now, which often means there's a lot of energy moving around. Yawning and belching are two ways of noticing energy move. Okay, now I'm going on up to the throat, and forehead, and over the top to the base of the skull. Now let's take one more time and just go smoothly and quickly right up the center line. Okay. And over the top to the base of the skull. Relax. Deep breath in and out. Does anybody else want to share anything that you might have thought of or experienced during that process, or might have come to you something you'd like to share with the rest of the group? We'd certainly like to hear it. Okay, if not, we're going to let it go. I encourage you to use the trilogy process to relieve stress. Do it a couple times a day, and maybe a quick one when you need it, or a quick part of it. Any part of it can be helpful on the spur of the moment. So thank you very much, everyone, and good night. I'll open the lines. Good night, everyone.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference.